This is Jerry Mandel, GO Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Isaacs and Isaacs, attorneys at law, address on file. Dear dear counselor, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Stephen Keyes, please note the following medical letter. First name is S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Last name Keyes, K-E-Y-S. On March 19th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 45-year-old male, height 5'9" tall, weight 145 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about January 20th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another vehicle ran a red light, forcing the collision with a semi-truck, period. The patient was in a Chevy Silverado truck, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled, not drivable, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked, period. The next day, he had pain in his neck and left shoulder, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still experiencing neck pain and problems, period. New paragraph. The neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. It occurs approximately once every 2 to 3 weeks, period. The duration is a few hours, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 3 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that the next day he was seen in the emergency room at IU, period. He was treated and released. He did have an MRI and x-rays, period. He saw his family doctor, Dr. Brown, and was referred to physical therapy, period. He had physical therapy at Franciscan for about 2.5 months, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living includes problems turning his neck, comma, as well as lifting his arms over his head, period. New paragraph. Medications denies other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes stretching exercises and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for sleep apnea. New paragraph, past surgical history is a rhinoplasty. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient never injured his shoulders in the past, period. At age 17, he was involved in an automobile accident where he had a concussion. He was seen in the emergency room only and did not have any permanency or treatment, period. The patient injured his low back at work. A couple times, period. One occurred at age 28 and another in his mid-30s, period. He was seen in the emergency room for medicines only. There was no physical therapy or permanency, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of an HVAC tech full-time, period. He missed work for doctor's appointments that were scheduled, so therefore he missed approximately 8 to 10 hours of work, period. The patient does not have any work limitations, period. new paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room records, January 22nd, 2022, states 43-year-old male presented to the ED with an MVA that occurred Thursday late evening, period. The patient states he was driving and was hit by a truck that was going 45 to 50 miles per hour, which damaged the front of his car but did not go into the cabin, period. Soreness and pain on the left side of his neck yesterday, comma, which led him to the emergency room today, period. They did document abnormalities on physical examination. The diagnosis, not diagnosis, they did x-rays of the shoulder and showed no acute abnormalities. They did a CT of the cervical spine, which did not show a fracture, but did show slight reversal of the normal cervical lordosis, likely reflecting muscle spasm, period. The discharge diagnosis was 1, acute motor vehicle collision, 2, acute neck strain, period. They discharged him on Robaxin, period. Physical therapy evaluation, February 23rd, 2022. The diagnosis was left neck and shoulder pain post-MVA. Initial evaluation was February 23rd, 2022. States that the patient arrived today complaining of left-sided neck pain and left shoulder pain after a motor vehicle accident, period. There is dull and achy around the left side of the neck and top of the shoulder, period. Pain and numbness into the left hand noted, period. Assessment was 43-year-old male presents to the clinic post-MVA with signs and symptoms of whiplash, period. Office visit note from Franciscan Physicians Network, West Lafayette Family Medicine, February 1st, 2022. Chief complaint is motor vehicle crash, 2, neck pain, 3, left shoulder pain. Visit diagnosis is MVC, number 2, acute neck pain, 3, acute pain of the left shoulder, period. They state that he was in an MVC on January 20th, 2022, went to the ED for evaluation at IU, told to follow up with PCP in a few days, period. Presents today with ongoing neck and shoulder pain since MVC. Today, note, still has some neck pain and stiffness, period. They did document abnormalities on physical examination, period. Physical therapy treatment note, Franciscan Health Lafayette, May 13th, 2022. The patient is demonstrating improved postural awareness and has been compliant with his HEP, period. The patient and the PT and patient agreed on discharge today due to the patient's satisfaction and overall progression, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of January 20th, 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. I would also like to comment on the abnormalities on radiographic studies done in the emergency room showing the reversal of the normal cervical lordotic curve in the cervical area, period. My comment is it takes a great deal of trauma to produce this radiographic finding, and this finding was also noted on my physical examination, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, Examination of the skin revealed a 2.5-centimeter scar involving the left forearm due to an old laceration, period. ENT examination was negative with pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm noted, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 22 degrees, comma, extension by 34 degrees, comma, side bending by 28 degrees on the left, comma, 22 degrees on the right, comma, rotation diminished by 16 degrees on the left and 18 degrees on the right, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was normal with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the right shoulder was normal, period. Examination of the left shoulder revealed diminished left shoulder abduction, ABD, by 14 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed the patient is right hand dominant, period. There was diminished grip strength in the left hand, period. There was a diminished left triceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left dorsal forearm, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number 2, left shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, essentially resolved, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of January 20th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. By permanent impairment, I am inferring that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion for the remainder of his life, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical area, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will be $85 a month for the remainder of his life, period. An occasional back brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. The patient can benefit by an MRI of the cervical area at a cost of $2,500, period. Some possible cervical and neck injections would cost approximately $3,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.